Oh, hi. Thank you for holding. Is this Miranda?
Yes, this is. And I'm very sick, and I don't have time to deal with this crap. I want to cancel my subscription. They told me I could do that before the 5th. My husband said that somebody told him yesterday that they wouldn't do that for him, but I specifically read the thing that I signed. It said, and she stated to me loud and clear and verbally too, if I cancel before the 5th, that I would not continue to be charged.
That is correct, and today is the 25th. You're 20 days past due on your October 5th payment. That's why we can't cancel the account with a $249 past due balance. So you're on a month-to-month subscription, Miranda. You can cancel at any time, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to the 5th. So there's an outstanding balance on the account, and right now we're in a situation where we can't even cancel it because of the outstanding balance. But let me ask you, how come you're wanting to cancel? Because it looks like you're getting some pretty solid results.
Really, because the only results I got said I have pneumonia right now and I'm about to go to the hospital. The only results the only phone calls I got said all say robocall or suspected spam. And then they did the call through service where it like doesn't go directly to my phone number, and then every single call says that it's like not a real person.
So I went on your dashboard and I listened to some of the calls, and most of them are getting mailbox not set up, which is the same thing I got when I called your number. So a couple of things is, in the short time that you've been with us, your company has already been found on the first page of Google 79 times, and you've had 60 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Now, have you seen the website that we built you?
I did see the website. I did see the website, yes.
Okay. So one option that I can give you, because I see some notes here that they've been asking you to add us to the Facebook page so we can start running the ads, and for some reason that piece of the puzzle has not been completed yet on your end. So if you wanted to, you know, especially now that you're ranking on Google, we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means R&M junk removal will still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So, you know, a lot of people will go to a package like that once they start ranking on Google because, you know, it's more affordable, and at that point you probably don't even need the Facebook ads anymore. You know what I mean?
Okay, and I don't have a phone right now. My phone's being repaired. That's also, and I've been sick, so that may be why people are getting that message. Yeah, I should be getting it back here in the next 5 or 6 days. I mean, they said a 2-week turnaround, and it's been a good week and a half, I think, probably.
Well, if you want, in the meantime, we could funnel the calls to go to the 0734 number, and then when you get your phone back, we could always switch it to go back to your line. And what I'll do for you on the back end to help you guys out a little bit, because even if we take the ads off and you settle that past due for $149, I wouldn't want you to have another payment coming up on the 5th, because that's what, like a week and a half away. So what I would do is push the next one out 30 days, so you would be paid in full all the way till November 25th. And then moving forward, your new billing date would be on the 25th of each month.
Okay, but I still wouldn't be able to pay the balance today. I probably wouldn't be able to pay it for another maybe week, probably a week. I could probably pay it in a week.
Yeah, no problem. I can give you some more time on that. That's, you know, I know you're sick and you have other things on your plate, so I'll give you more time on the back end. And then once it settles, I'll give you the 30 days, so it won't affect your placement or anything in the meantime. One thing that will help you guys get even stronger results is the Google listing is live and it's verified and it's ranking on the first page, but currently there are not any reviews on it. So I want you guys to start working on getting a 5-star rating on it. So I'm going to send you an email that will help you with it. And it's so simple, Miranda. It'll say, you know, thank you for using R&M Junk Removal. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's already linked up to your Google page, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google, okay?
Okay, yeah. We've got a lot of repeat customers that call us and we go do more work for them, so I'm sure that some of those people would be willing to fill out
100%
the review.
I think so too. You guys have an upstanding reputation in the community, so yeah, just, you know, send that to anyone you've worked with in the past that you're pretty, you know, solid will do it, and then that's going to help you tremendously because, number one, you'll become more relevant to Google, so you'll get better placement, but also you'll have a higher conversion because now when a potential client sees you, you know, they'll have that comfortable feeling in calling you because they'll see that you have a 5-star rating, you know? So the email is very, very simple to use. I don't think you'll have any problems, but of course, if you have any questions on it, feel free to call me. And then my only question for you is the credit card that we have on file, it's a MasterCard ending in 2341. It's saying that it has a different expiration or code. So do you think the bank sent you a new one with the same number but maybe a different expiration?
I lost mine. I had to go get a different one.
Okay. So do you want me to maybe update the card now and then process it next week, Friday, or something like that? Would that give you enough time?
Could we do, like, the Wednesday after that, like 10 days?
Yeah, let me.
Because I'm gonna go. I'm probably gonna go into the hospital today. I think I've been trying to put it off, but
yeah,
I can't anymore.
No, you're smart to get it taken care of now. You know, before you get to the point where you can't breathe. You know, so I can hear you're already congested. So the following Wednesday would be the 6th, and that's past the November 5th payment, so I wouldn't be able to push the next payment out 30 days if it's after the fact, but we could do it on next week Monday, which would be the 4th, or the following week Monday, and then once that happens, you'd be paid in full until December 4th. Do you think that would work?
So we could do it on the 4th, or what was the other option?
Because I was going to push it out till next week, Friday, which is the 1st, but then you asked for the following week, Wednesday, which would be the 6th. So that in that case, there would be two payments due, and I don't want that to happen to you, right? So if we do it on the 4th, which is before the November 5th payment, then I can eliminate that November 5th payment and push the next one out until December 4th. I can't do it when there's a past due balance, but as long as the account's in a good standing, then I can push the next one out for you.
And then, okay, and it would go down to 149.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll take those Facebook, because right now you're not really getting anything from it because you haven't really added us to the page anyway. So, you know, I don't think you would need those. They're excellent at the beginning to get you some traction a little bit sooner, but now that you're ranking on Google, the reason I don't think you need them anymore is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. You know, if you look at, you know, Facebook ads and Yelp and Yellow Pages and all those other sources, they're only getting 13%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so I'll update the payment to process on the 4th, and then that way you'll be all good until December 4th. So for the new card, is it still the Southeast Pine Street for the billing address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. And then the number whenever you're ready.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know if I have my wallet in here, and I don't think I do. I'm going to be going to the hospital after I get up and I get dressed a little bit. Can I call you on the way there? because my wallet is in my car, isn't it?
Of course. So when you call me, just use my extension, which is 777. That way you won't have to go through the call center and then be rerouted to me. And I'm texting you that number again right now just so that you have it. Okay?
Okay,
and then,
777.
Yep, and to confirm, we're going to use the 4 number in the meantime until you get your phone back, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I just sent it to that line. So you should be all good to go, and I'll definitely keep you in my prayers and in my thoughts. I hope you, you know, nip that in the bud very quickly when you get to the hospital. I'm sure that you'll be in the best care. So I'm glad that you're going, and, you know, if you need anything else, we'll talk more after the 4th, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
And I will give you a call on my way to the hospital because we're going to the next town over, so we're going to be driving for about 20 minutes anyway.
A little drive. Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll be here. I'll be ready to update it when you call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Miranda. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.